So, like yesterday, we will just speak a little bit about what practice we're going to be doing today, what we're going to be inviting, and then we're going to bring that practice into being, right? So, yeah, I just want to kind of acknowledge this really kind of very brilliantly expressed announcement can also cause all kinds of reverberations in ourselves, and, you know, it's like, oh, we're feeling impacted by new ideas and movements and all of this. And so this is another experience that we can try and meet well, that kind of softening, that adjusting, that stabilizing that we're looking for. And with that, I also just want to recognize and acknowledge, you know, that, you know, we are impacted by lots of things in our lives, you know, and how we relate to that, how we adjust with that is certainly an important part of our practice. So we're going to, actually, maybe I'll mention a few practical things, yeah, is that even in this hall, you know, we're impacting each other all the time, right? There comes a time where, you know, in the meditation, we're being with, you know, the aches and pains in our body as best we can, and then eventually, you know, we need to move. And we're doing that sensitively, mindfully, carefully. But it's inevitable, and, you know, we have an interesting perspective kind of looking back, and occasionally, you know, might just check, does everyone seem okay, you know. And if you see one person moves there's like a little ripple, and it's like that sets another person moves there, another one there. Like, we're going to impact each other. And working with that, relating to that, understanding that, yeah, what can we do to kind of minimize our impact on others? And when we're impacted by others, how can we actually work with that in a way it's like, oh, yeah, okay. Don't need to get too reactive, don't need to get into a spin. And, you know, the same thing in a different sense is that, you know, sometimes, you know, it's going to be difficult to stay all the way through a meditation, right? We're going to do our best to do that, we're going to do our best to arrive on time and stay till the end and, you know, really kind of appreciate the benefit of the form that comes up for us. And if we can stay for the whole time, that's really good, and it obviously also supports each other. But yeah, sometimes it's going to be necessary to move. So using your own intelligence, your own sensitivity when, you know, actually this is too much or there's something urgent, I need to go out and take care of whatever it is, yeah, in the body usually, then, you know, doing those adjustments. And hopefully, some of what we're going to share today, which is an offering, a suggestion, are going to actually allow us to find the possibilities of staying a little bit longer with tolerable discomfort. Yeah. So we're not only looking for being comfortable, but actually for expanding that range of what we might call, I can be comfortable here with this. Yeah. So maybe before we go any further, also just to really clarify, if you have an injury, a pain, you know, then don't just try and be comfortable with that, yeah. Try and be appropriate to that, yeah. So we're not using this practice for things that it wasn't really intended for. So I'm just going to throw out a few ideas and then we're going to bring them into practice. So what that means is we'll take questions in the question period, right? So if I use a word that doesn't make sense, right, to you, right, then let's translate that. Let's get that little thing clear. Otherwise, I think most of it will make sense when we bring it into a practice. Yeah, like try it and then we'll see. So the kind of the question and responses part comes after the practice, and that's like, let's try the whole thing and then we'll do it there. And of course, also we'll have, I don't know about of course, but like we're going to have group meetings starting this afternoon. which are another really great place where we can investigate and explore the kind of individual experiences that we're having. And maybe just to clarify, because it's not always clear to us, they're also a meditation, a really helpful meditation in listening. Meditation, I think, is a very deep kind of listening. You might agree. That's kind of what we're practicing, deep, sensitive listening. And holding that space for another. And then speaking that, acting in that way. It's all part of the meditation. It's not something separate then. So hopefully it feels something we can include. And maybe the final point is, if you are struggling particularly, yeah, and it feels it would be helpful to speak to one of us one-to-one, then we're available for that. We want to support you with that. So utilizing everything that feels, that's here, actually, to support us being here as best we can. So, thankfully, just a few reminders from last night. Our experience is affected by the amount of space that we feel is present in our experience here. And maybe opposite to what we might often find out, more space allows for more intimacy, right? So that more space isn't the kind of space that someone sometimes says to us in a relationship, I need some space from you. It means I need some space around you, and that's going to allow this intimacy quality, yeah? So it's not the space and you're over there, but it's actually the space around this experience. So in this moment, remembering there's some space behind you, some space above you, to the sides, and we can acknowledge, recognize, bring into being that space. We can also open that space through how we listen in a moment, yeah? So we can kind of get 360-degree listening going on, and right out to the, you know, kind of horizon of what we can hear, out past those birds, out to the subtle roar of the road, you know, the wider expanse of wind through the trees. You know, that also has an impact in some way to our experience. So at any time, we can do that. And it might also be especially helpful when things feel challenging, when things feel tight, when we feel like I've got to get out of here, or I've got to move, I've got to... It's like, shall we try that first? What happens if I open out that? Allow that spaciousness that allows for a more sensitive presence. So that's going to be available to us. We're going to bring that in through the practice today. Another suggestion that we might find helpful is actually playing a little bit with the movement of the breathing. Yeah. And so you can pick for yourself if you want to work with the breath or if you want to work with the sounds. Interestingly, the breath is quite a fun thing to work with if it's available to us, because it gets impacted by the quality of the heart and the mind that is paying attention to it. Yeah, the breath, as we said, has this kind of, it responds, it reveals our mood, our emotions, our state of mind. That calming breathing, it's like, oh yeah, I'm calm, right? We don't have those kinds of thoughts, we just know. It's like, oh, I feel calm. You ask them, how do you feel calm? You say, oh, I just do. But if you explore it, you actually notice, you can see it in the breathing, you can see it in the body. Body responds. So the other way round, everything in the Dharma works both ways, right? So what if we start to soothe, ease, open out that breathing? Can we bring ourselves a bit more calm if calm is what we need? Can we brighten if brightening is what we need? Yeah? Enlivened breath. But all of these things, you know, you can do the same thing with the sounds. If you prefer working with sounds, if either the body doesn't feel right or it's just it works better for you, that way you listen to sounds. Yeah? You can have this feeling, I'm going out to the sounds. Or you could have this feeling, actually, I'm just going to stay here and let the sounds radiate towards me. Right? One has an energizing, one has a relaxing way. So again, we can kind of adjust, influence, encourage certain ways of being, certain moods and feelings like that. there's probably endless reasons why we often find people suggesting to use the breath as a meditative object. Like you'll find this isn't a Buddhist thing, you know, it's a common thing in meditation. One of the secret things, it seems, or fantastic things, and in that way I mean fantastic as in that's really, really good, and also fantastic is surely that's a fantasy, you know, it's just how could this be, is that breathing can actually be really enjoyable. Which means every moment of your life, you're breathing, and you have the opportunity for an enjoyable experience. And if you doubt that breathing is enjoyable, then maybe, you know, you can hold your breath for the next 5 minutes, and then that next breath, I think you will agree, that was pretty special. One of the best breaths I've ever had. Anytime you're breathing, life continues. Life is entering you. You depend on breath to be alive. The breath is a gift that comes into the body that gives you another moment of existence. Equally, the breath, so therefore, you know, we're just talking about appreciating the breath a little bit more. But what if we actually have a question, is like, what would be the nicest way of breathing right now? Okay, now, for some of us, we might really see the potential and say, actually, breathing, it's just great. It's all I need. And, you know, breathing, eating, yeah, that'll do. Carry on with life, you know. Just eat a little bit here and there, but generally just encourage and enjoy the breath. For other of us, it's more a question of, could I make this breath a little bit nicer? A little bit more enjoyable, a little bit more comfortable. And for each of us, we could go and find our own ways, but I just offer some suggestions of what tends to be nice. So, you know, if you really like someone, they come to your house, you give them the best chair, you know, the big comfy chair that they can really ease into, relax into. Sometimes it's the same thing with the breath. Give it the whole of the belly. Space to breathe through. Yeah, give it the sides of the body, not just this kind of narrow, you come into the pipe and these interesting tree-shaped lung things that will expand. But really, like, let right down into the hips, out to the sides, including the back, yeah, as we're sensitive with this breath. So for many of us, a kind of a longer, fuller, deeper breath can be really a pleasant way. So again, we have those flavors of expanding that space of awareness because we're attending to more of the body than we might normally do. And also, it's deeper in a couple of meanings. We could understand what it means to be deeper. But it's important to note here, it doesn't mean you have to be shifting a larger volume of air in a longer breath. It might actually be that it also goes slower. It's just as much air that's moving. It's just we're giving it more space, giving it more possibilities there. And this can be calming and enlivening. Right? So we're not just calming down to dullness, we're actually calming, opening, sensitive, intimate with our experience. Yeah. We're getting that sense, it's like giving as much space connection as we can through that breathing. So that's kind of one element that we can bring in, and I think it will probably be the main one that I'll be guiding today. But I also just want to mention a little bit of ways that we can work with bodily discomfort. And in our own time, later on, we can also transfer this towards more kind of emotional discomfort, emotional pain and discomfort. Physical pain and discomfort is a little bit easier to learn the skills with to learn how we can lessen reactivity. So I think Czar mentioned in a Q&A that if we want, we can really play with the breath, and as the breathing rhythm is occurring, we can actually recognize not only is there a breath, there's an imagination of that breath for many of us. We fabricate a visual sense of the breath moving, you know, and those kinds of things. But we can also feel there's like an energetic movement to the breath. Okay, if this doesn't make sense right now, you'll be able to explore in your own experience. Is there some sense of the breath moving energetically around the body? Where is the breath? Does the breath influence the awareness that it's moving through, and maybe also like outside of what maybe feels like the area of the body? So when we talk about giving the breath some more space, sometimes we might want to include, you have this kind of sense of the body and a bit of the space around the body, right? You can kind of feel some air around the body, so that can breathe. And so when we tune into the energetics of the breath, it kind of opens out a few more possibilities for us. The first possibility is that might be what's more comfortable. So actually to breathe more at the energetic level, kind of aware that there's an in-breath and an out-breath and a movement there, and we can kind of encourage that. But secondarily, it then gives us the freedom to see it doesn't have to be only where we feel logically, rationally, whatever you remember from your biology classes, where you think the breath takes place. And we could breathe in and out of other areas of the body, and particularly breathe around areas of the body. So we spoke a little bit about pain. What we feel as pain is often what we feel as the resistance around pain. So one of the interesting things, if you can find something that's got a little bit of pain to it now in the body, we always start with the smallest weights in the gym, even though it's very tempting, and I know some of you will like to do it. So, let's pick up the biggest. So it's a training. Maybe we even do it with no weights. So it could just be that there's an itch. Yeah, it could be that there's a little patch of something. What's the edge of that? Yeah? So often our attention is drawn to the center and, you know, going towards that and or pushing it away. But like, does it have an edge? A place where it's not really painful? You know what I mean? It could be really big, you know, depending on where you are. What if we come there, and as we breathe, we allow the breath to have a bit of the flavor of metta, of kindness, and we're just soothing, just working in that area. Does that do anything for that area? It doesn't have to be miraculous. Is it just like, oh, finally, you know, someone's offering some kindness, some soothing to the edges of this thing? Yeah. So we're starting with the lightest edges of a light pain or discomfort, and just turning from what is normally, I don't want you, I'm going to fix you, I'm going to get rid of you, to maybe met with kindness and care. So we're moving from reactive to responsive. So I think those are the ideas that I wanted to share that we can hopefully bring into our practice. But I just want to mention the practice of no disappointment, right? There's going to be times where the mind is going to wander away into a story and we'll think, I really wanted to be present and I wanted to do this practice, but that's happened. Like Czar mentioned, just, aha, that's where I am. This is a moment of being present. It's a moment of celebration. Right, you're actually back, you're present, you're already here, you're in this moment. It doesn't matter what led to all of that, it's like right here, making any adjustments you need in the posture to be feeling, soothing, relaxing, arriving. And then if we're with the breath, what could be a comfortable way of breathing, subtle way of breathing? If we're with the sounds, you know, am I going for this receptive receiving? Am I going out with the enlivening? Yeah. So making the adjustments for what we recognize we need. Am I a bit dull? Am I a bit restless, agitated? Making those adjustments and coming through. Something I find helpful, and you may remember from the first evening meditation, is I like to set a little challenge. Like, can I be with three breaths all the way through? It's like a small challenge to myself. Sometimes I even say, I bet you can't. Three breaths all the way through, and the comfortable breaths. Just feel them. And then see, a few times of doing that, and then attention starts to follow. Seems like attention follows interest. And for as long as the endless to-do list or, you know, depressing memory catches the attention, says, I'm more interesting than a breath, you know, then attention will go there. We say, actually, there's a little challenge we've been set here. Whatever it is, 5 breaths, 7 breaths, 3 breaths. Can I do it? Spacious, intimate. Relaxed, but really alive. And so that's going to be our exploration. So if you want a little stretch before we get going, and then we'll have half an hour or so for some practice. So as many of you are, just taking the moment to feel into getting into the right posture for this period, the most appropriate posture. If it's comfortable, to take a moment or two grounding into the body. Letting the weight of the body be supported by the earthiness of the body, resting onto the earthiness of the earth. Maybe taking a moment to recognize the aliveness of the body. Any way you feel your aliveness, your vitality. You are alive. There is a body showing that. It could also be nice to begin the practice with a few long, deep breaths, really full in-breath. Awakening, enlivening, even lifting the shoulders, widening the chest, lifting that belly, and then the out-breath, really releasing, relaxing. Having a couple more breaths like that. Filling, maybe even fulfilling, satisfying. Releasing, relaxing, surrendering. Seeing for this next in-breath, how deep or wide would it like to be? If we're practicing more with the listening, allowing that listening to be quite wide, or in all directions. Let's just take a few minutes together, silently exploring what's just a little bit more enjoyable way of breathing, of listening. So this is a moment of being present. Whatever we're paying attention to, just acknowledge that. We're also interested in how's the body? Is there any tension that's being carried? Would it be helpful to soothe, relax, release, allow? Is it helpful to align in that uprightness, perhaps, in the posture? Interested as we explore being with the next three breaths all the way through, really allowing or even encouraging the attention to be as dynamic as the breath, so that in breath comes in, can almost just be receiving quite a quiet kind of attention, and as that in breath it fades, the like a gap between the ending of the in-breath, beginning of the out-breath. Really encouraging the attention to become a bit more energized, a bit more intense. Like we're turning up a microphone sensitivity. And then as the out-breath starts to move, it can kind of relax again. So the attention is dynamic, the breath is dynamic. Also encouraging that breath to be as long as feels comfortable, as deep, as wide. And you can bring that same appropriate responsive intensity of the attention in the sounds. So we hear the movements, the vibrations, we hear the silence. How's the space of awareness now? Is it helpful to expand it a little bit, the whole body, space behind you? You may notice that that space is also really sensitive. It also feels. You might feel the energetics of this breath moving, even in a wider space. And if you notice it, you can just rest the attention with that, or you can include that in the wider movement of the breathing or of the listening. And be helpful at times to allow the breath to slow down. Be helpful for easing, relaxing. Other times it can be helpful for the breath to be met with a sense of its brightening quality, is it? Brings the cells of the body, the sense of the awareness, more and more alive. Maybe that in-breath can actually almost see a brightening in the awareness, in the space around the body, in the energy of the body, maybe even a lifting. we could do with a bit more brightening. We're feeling a little bit dull. What's it like if the breath brightens and brightens with the awareness? And that out breath, maybe it radiates out in all directions. There's quite a lot there that we can play with, and we'll have more and more time for that through the day. Playing with the intensity of the attention as things get subtle and then more obvious, like the rhythm of the breathing, the space between the breaths. Where we feel the breath, how we feel that sensitivity in the awareness, the brightening, the releasing, so that we meet our experience well, we participate, cultivate what feels supportive to do. Just a few minutes left in this session, we'll just explore a little bit working with the painful, with the difficult. So if there's something in the body that's not the worst pain or sensation to be with, an ache maybe, somewhere feels a bit tight, a bit blocked, bringing a gentle, spacious attention there. Reminding yourself of the spaciousness that's possible. If you've been listening, reminding yourself of that wider listening. The whole body. As we come towards the edges of this block, of this ache, this pain. It's like that subtle attention between the breaths, between the sounds, letting there be an atmosphere of metta, as we breathe around, breathe through the edges of this sensation. May you be met with kindness and care, not rejected. So for the next couple of minutes, we'll just breathe here. If you feel drawn to come a little closer, you can, but that's not so much the goal. It's just to see what happens to the felt sense of the sensation. Letting the breath carry the metta atmosphere. In returning to a more pleasant way of breathing or listening,